So any questions about this before I show you the actual box and we can talk a little bit about that? Nope. Good. So let's see. I'm going to switch over now to, that is the box, and I'll just show you why I like this so much. It's very easy to use. You have your big input buttons. I can switch to this, which is my number 4 HDMI. This is number 3, which is actually connected to this thing here, which is actually an iPhone. That's my iPhone. This is my overhead camera, which you were looking at. And this is my main camera. It just allows you to switch between the different very easily. If you wanted, you can create a little nice transition. This here says cut. This says auto. So if you do auto, then if you go between them, you see it has a nice little fade between them. So it's just as simple as that. Of course, there's other things. I mean, it's probably not stuff that I would ever use, but different types of transitions, etc. It also allows you to bring in audio from different sources. So there are 2 external audio ports on this. Even though I'm switching between different video sources, you're still hearing my voice in a consistent way. And that's because the audio is coming in through a whole different port. And they have 2 different ports. That's very nice. That's the one that's lit up right there. You see it's red. That means that's where the audio is coming in from. And it also has, as you saw, this capability to do picture-in-picture just by pressing that button. You can specify what other channel you want the video to come in for the picture-in-picture, which is what you're seeing here. And it's taking it from camera 1. And it's just really easy to turn on and off. Okay, just like that. And in the Pro model, which is what we're looking at, there is a button here. There's a couple different buttons here, but there's one here that says on air. If you press that, that will throw the video that's coming out of this to the internet. But that will allow you to go on air with this device without a computer. This is the Blackmagic website, and it is this thing right here, the ATEM. You have the ATEM Mini. There it is, $295. This is the Pro. Yes, it's more expensive, but this is the one that allows you to go out without a computer. So you have your HDMI in, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then you have your HDMI out. That's going to like a monitor or TV, and this is where it's going to your computer. And this is your USB-C, and this is the one that's going to your router, Ethernet, and this is powered, and there's your 2 mics. 2 input mics. And by the way, the HDMI out is actually fairly nice too. I'll show you what that looks like. You can set it up so that it's a multi-screen. I don't know if you can see that or not. It shows each camera 1, 2, 3, 4, and it has different things like the audio levels. You can see whether or not you're going live stream, preview window, and the program window. So it's got a very nice multi-view, which is very convenient. And that is the ATEM Mini Pro.